Howdy, howdy, howdy. And my sympathies and condolences to all of you who are out driving on 85 and 585 and out there in that mess. You know, I have to say this. I came here when I first went to work at Channel 7 doing the weather as a meteorologist. I am a recovering meteorologist. Some of you may know that. But I'm just stunned at how the traffic has changed in this town. It is absolutely insane. I avoid 85 like the plague if I possibly can. So my genuine sympathy is for all of you out there. And so if you want to participate, I've got a bunch of things here I'm going to share with you, but I also need your help today. I mentioned a little earlier that this has been mega media day for me. I didn't find out till yesterday. I was filling in for Bob today. So if my voice starts sounding a little worn, it's because I also got a call from Fox Carolina, and they wanted to come this morning at 6 o'clock to our Common Sense Retirement Planning offices to do six live hits during their morning newscast about financial New Year's resolutions and all that stuff. So I've been at it a while, so I need your help. By all means, call up and tell me what you think. And to that end, you can call 800-347-1063 or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. And let's go to up in my neck of the woods, Lou in Campobello. Lou, did we go to church together? Are you the Lou that I'm thinking you are?
Yes, I am, Tony. I remember you, your daughter. I remember your daughter, and we went to church right in Landrum.
I thought so. Well, it's good to hear from you.
You as well. You know, Tony, there's so many things. I think a lot of people are aware that it's not a matter of the wall. It's the election in 2020 that's the prize. I think if the president does get that wall, I think he's a lock for the election in 2020. I think the Democrats understand that. And I think they'll do anything in their power to stop him so they can brag that his most touted accomplishment never happened. And I'll tell you, I spent 2 years of my life in the McAllen area, actually living in McAllen, working in Mexico, opening a plant. And I'll tell you, if you want to know how easy the border is to traverse, go to some of the schools in FAR, Mission, Harlingen, Progreso, even down to Brownsville, and I can't give you the exact number, but I'll bet you 20 to 25% of the plates are from the state of Tamaulipas, the city of Reynosa. Those kids cross every day, go to school, and then go back home. So if that type of people can cross that border on a daily basis and go back home, really, what kind of control do we have?
Absolutely. Now, you might be interested, just as an aside, I was born in Edinburgh. And my dad,
and dad,
when I was a little kid, managed a radio station in McAllen. So I, too, am very familiar with that area. And you're absolutely right. And here's one of the things, and I would like to get your take on this. But one of the things I thought that the president did brilliantly in his speech the other night is give context to this argument by showing exactly what having those porous borders actually has done to this country in the form of the number of people who've died from illegal drugs being coming across, how many people have been murdered. There were 4,000 murders. We picked up 260,000 people, I believe that's right, that were felons, and those are just the ones that they caught. That had been convicted, 100,000 of them for assault of various kinds, 30,000 of them for sexual crimes. I mean, those are things that are dangerous to our country, and they've been going on for a long time. And you're right, that's what this fight's about.
And I think we have the first president in the office that doesn't care about his reputation. He probably revels in the fight. But he doesn't care about his reputation. He's willing to stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough, and I'm going to stop it. And if you think about the irony of it, Nancy Pelosi, in her home state, which she represents, they had a police officer killed by an illegal immigrant. Nancy Pelosi doesn't even have the decency to talk about that as being a national tragedy. So what that tells me is her and Schumer are willing to kill as many American people as they possibly can, infest our streets with the possible amount of drugs that they can to win the election in 2020. That alone will never have me vote Democrat in my life. you know, and unless there's such a radical shift in parties, which I can't foresee. But you think about that, Tony. All the numbers that President Trump gave, and they couldn't dispute any of them. I'm sure they were fact-checking as soon as he said them. And they all happened to be true, or you know they would have come out and said lies, lies, lies. The amount of drugs, and I'll tell you something, and you lived in the Rio Grande Valley, it was beautiful. And the people in Texas, the people in McAllen, they are some of the nicest people. I still contact some of them. I went down there recently. They're some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. But I'll tell you what, they're scared with the crap that's coming over from Mexico. You used to be able to go into Mexico and eat at some of the best restaurants, I would say, in the world. Now you would be crazy to go even close to the border.
I lived in
it's a shame.
Lou, I lived back in my younger days. I lived in Mexico for 8 months one time, for about 4 months another, when I was surfing way down south in there, when the drug cartels were just getting started. People don't realize part of this situation, and he didn't bring it up. I'm surprised he didn't. How many people these drug cartels have murdered? We're talking tens of thousands. More people have died at the hands of the drug cartels in Mexico than have died in the Middle East in that war going on. That's insanity, and it's right across the border.
I was in Pueblo in our facility, and thank God we got held up in the airport for some things, and we were late. But we came across the bridge when the Army had just got there, and the cartel had hijacked a truck they supposedly think was loading drugs on, and two police officers had tried to stop them, and they killed those police officers on the bridge we were stopped on. Definitely not in front of us, but 10 minutes before, we still saw the bodies at the scene. And I think about that, and I say, is that what we want in our country? According to the Democrats, it is, because it's not an epidemic or a crisis. It's all manufactured.
Well, Lou,
it's appalling, Tony.
Lou, the one thing that you have to understand, and I know you do, is that this does not have to do with protecting our country or anything else. This has to do with the Democratic Party bringing these people in here as permanent voters, making them dependent on the government, as they already are, most of them, 63%, I believe, are taking some sort of government checks and government assistance, the ones that are already here. But those people will be permanent Democratic voters, and all they care about and all they've ever cared about is their own power and their own control. They don't care about we deplorables at all. In fact, they hate us. And well, this is a war. We're literally at war with the Democratic Party, if you want to just get right down to it.
And I know you're running out of time. I want to say one thing. I'm hoping it backfires on them that all the decent people that immigrated to this country legally are so offended by what they're doing that they turn on the Democratic Party. That's the only thing I can hope for. And like we say now in Campobello, make America great or die trying.
Amen to that, my brother. In fact, I'm married to one of those legal immigrants that jump through all the hoops, and I know how hard it is. Lou, God bless you. Hope to see you again soon. I'll probably see you around town. God bless. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and talk to Becky and Woodruff, read some of your texts, and just continue to have a blast. Hopefully keep you entertained if you're stuck in traffic today. Tony Dale sitting in for Bobby Mack. We'll be right back. Well, howdy, welcome. Beautiful sunset underway, and I'm glad you're here. And so we're going to start this segment right off the top on the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line with Becky and Woodruff. Thank you, Becky, for calling. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
I was calling because I actually have a brother-in-law who works as a Border Patrol agent in Arizona.
Wow.
And I have for years been telling everybody that I could talk to about some of the stories that he's told us, and it's horrendous, some of the things that happen that come across our border or the personal toll on some of these people. And one of the things that he has told me several times is that when these people hire these coyotes to get them across the border, they are putting their lives in the hands of these people who could care less about them. They've already paid their money, And so these people are being brought across the border. And if these coyotes even suspect that there's a Border Patrol agent in the area, they will abandon them out in the middle of nowhere, sometimes locked in the back of trucks, and they are left to die. And they don't realize that they're really literally putting their hands in these people's, their lives in these people's hands. And it's just devastating when these Border Patrol officers come up and they find these, you know, dead families, you know, husbands, wives, children, everything. And this is because their lives mean nothing. And the policies of our country just entice these people so much that they're willing to do this. And it's terrible.
I couldn't have said it better. And I'm from Texas originally. And so I've seen the same thing that your brother has seen. And that is what we have right now. This is really truly a political war that is now underway, and they're using the border and these poor people that they're, as you say rightly, enticing to come here with the promise of free medical care. My gosh, did you, just out of curiosity, did you happen, Becky, to hear what Governor Newsom, the new governor of California, said when he took office a couple of days ago?
I did.
Unbelievable. It's like, okay, come to America and we'll give you free medical care and free everything. As Margaret Thatcher said, it's very easy as long as you're using other people's money until you run out of other people's money. That's our taxpayer money that we're talking about here. Donald Trump, you and I'm guessing you voted for him. I did. We voted to try to stop this madness that's been going on in that swamp in Washington now for decades. And this, the two points are now coming together here, and this conflict is getting ready to get even crazier, I think.
Well, I did vote for Trump, and one of the main reasons is because of the fact that I felt like he was going to get the people that represent us to actually do what we ask them to do. And it's not just the Democrats that have created this problem. The Republicans have been on it all along. But at least now we're getting some representation on how a good majority of the people in the United States actually feel about our borders. And I hope that the Democrats will start feeling the heat and actually start doing the right thing instead of just trying to defeat Trump at every turn.
Well, I think the public polling is showing that the majority of people, independents and even Democrats, the overall majority in this country are absolutely for immigration reform and border control and all of the things. That was one of the main things he got elected on, for crying out loud. And they fought him every step of the way. And God bless him, because he's not a politician. He's not one of those snakes up in that swamp. And he has been willing to stand fast. And I really, truly believe that if he continues to stand fast, and you just rightly pointed this out very well, by the way, Becky, the American people are going to increasingly begin to see that he is in the right, and the government shutdown is not his doing. It's Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of those boneheads who voted for border and immigration enforcement and then didn't spend any money on it. So now it's wrong for him to do it.
I also feel like all of these politicians that are coming out and saying we need to abolish ICE, and they're just, you know, terrible people, and they're doing racist things. I don't think they really have ever talked to somebody who deals with people on the border, because my brother-in-law, he tries to be very respectful of people when he comes across them, because he understands their plight. And whenever he's out there and he's trying to make the area safe from all of these drug lords coming across with this drug money and drugs that, you know, going back and forth, he's chasing them out there, sometimes in pitch blackness, and he has been physically hurt doing his job. He's broken a leg. He's broken his back. And to call him a racist when they know nothing about anything that he does, it's terrible. These people put their lives on the line to try to protect us, just like the regular armed forces, and it's just disgusting to hear someone say that they're racist in doing what they're trying to do.
Lindsey Graham. when he was interviewed the other night, made a really good point. I've never been a big Lindsey fan, but he was right. He said, you know, it's really ironic that we in Congress are protected by armed guards and walls and barriers, and you can't just get in and talk to us. Walls exist and always have to protect us. We don't just invite anybody into our home. We have a door and a lock and fences and in our own homes. The Obamas do. To imply that there is not, that we need to get rid of ICE and Border Patrol and get rid of borders, which of course George Soros would and the globalists would love, is absurd on the face of it.
Yes. But I'm so aggravated. I literally feel like I need to get into politics myself and go and run against all these terrible people, because I just feel like there's so few people out there that speak for us, because they totally ignore what's going on in this country because of the people that pay them the most money to run their campaigns. And if that's not what it's supposed to be about, it's frustrating. And when I hear these things where they lump us into deplorables and abolish ICE because they're racist or we're racist or whatever, we're not accomplishing anything. And we're making people fight even more, which is exactly what they want, to be divided. And it just seems like we can't keep going on like this. It's just very, very frustrating. And I've been angry for quite some time. I hope it gets better. Well, and I think Trump is leading us in the right direction.
And I share your ire, as I suspect most of the people listening to you. And I appreciate your call very much. And maybe you want to do it. I pray I'll tell you what my prayer is every day when I'm doing devotions. No joke. I always say, Lord, protect Donald Trump's health, keep him safe, give him guidance and wisdom. And Lord, help the righteous prevail over the left behind. That's
absolutely
kind of how I look at it. But
I add that I pray for the Democrats, who clearly have an agenda other than what I believe the Lord would want us to do, which is to protect people and like you said, pray for the righteous. I want them to open their eyes and see what the damage is they're doing to our country.
Well, I would add that one. Well, thank you so much for your wonderful call. And we got to take a quick break here for Annie. When we come back, we're going to check. I've got a ton of interesting stuff on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, so we'll start with some of that. Tony Dalen for Bobby Mack. Don't go away. Well, howdy. I have to tell you, there is a glorious sunset underway. As usual, God has just painted a masterpiece out there. So if you are stuck in traffic, at least look out the window if you can see it and enjoy that. Hey, listen, love to hear from you. In fact, I need your help. I want you to actually do the show for me, or do part of it for me today, because I'm flagging. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. I had to do 3 hours of TV this morning doing financial New Year's resolutions with Joe Gagnon on Fox Carolina, and it was fun. What, they're great, nice people. But anyway, and then of course doing 4 hours of talk radio. So it's been a busy little day for me, and my voice is sort of flagging just a wee bit. So by all means, give us a ring on the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 347-1063, or you may text the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307. And there are some great texts on here, so let's get to those. So the governor of California can offer free everything to illegals, yet needs help from FEMA for the citizens already there. What a brilliant, that could be one of the most brilliant observations of the day right there. I love that. And then this, Tony, Sandra Bullock, Bird Box, I-85, they would never have made it. If you don't know what he's referring to here, there's a new film out, a horror film, a scary film. Sandra Bullock's in it, it's on Netflix, I believe, called Bird Box. And essentially the premise of the movie, I haven't watched it yet, is that if there are these monsters, and if you see them, they kill you. So people walk around with blindfolds. So he's talking about trying to drive on I-85 blindfolded like Sandra Bullock in the film. Tony, it occurred to me, as the woman who just called about her brother-in-law, the border agent, that open borders Democrat politicians like Pelosi and Schumer should be referred to as coyotes, since they are every bit as evil as the drug cartel illegal immigrant smugglers. Colonel Ted. Well said, Colonel Ted. Another. All Democrats understand his votes, so vote against them. Well, we're doing our best, but you know, in fact, they get to this in a minute. I'm going to get to this text. But, Tony, if you want Dems to really show their true colors, we need to get Trump to say that he is considering making English the official U.S. language. Oh, I love that. Mark, that's good. That's very good. And, Tony, you said that you live in Tryon. I was raised to pronounce that Tryon. Yeah, I know. Just kidding. Love the topics. So somebody had, let me see if I can find this. Here it is. Yes. Saw where a new law just went into effect in Florida, which allows felons to vote. So with Florida being a battleground state, who knows how many Democrats will be voting? Yes, this is a very big deal. You're going to see Florida, unfortunately, which has been of late more of a purple state, end up being a blue state. And one of the things that's going to do it is exactly that, allowing felons to vote. I mean, it is so obvious that they don't care, they being the Democrats, about anything other than getting votes. They will bring anyone into this country that could do any amount of harm to us, or felons who've already done harm to us, and give them the right to vote. And it's such naked political ambition and such thoughtlessness on behalf of the people who supposedly they are there to represent, which, of course, are ourselves. How are non-essential government workers determined? It seems like the IRS and air traffic controllers would be essential. Yes, well, I'd be air traffic controllers for sure. IRS, I'm not so sure. We should, in another text, we should put Mexico on notice. If they will not get their drug cartels under control, we should move our military and focus toward them. So this whole drug cartel thing, I don't think a lot of Americans really understand it. And there are some really good novels. There's a writer named Don Winslow who has written several books about the cartels that are, if you read those books, they're novels, and you will gain an understanding. I think the cartel is one of them, actually, of exactly what is going on down there. You won't even believe it. It's so insane. And yes, that is another arguable reason to put a wall up and possibly the military down there. Absolutely. Why not? Well, I tell you what, let's take some more phone calls. Ron in Moore, how are you, Ron? Ron, why is that not working, Angela? I'm hitting the button, and I hit the button on that one. There it goes.
Hello?
There you go, Ron. How are you? You're on the air.
Tony?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hey, just one comment before I make my main comment. Look at Florida. They've got a Republican governor down there. And they're wanting felons to vote?
Well, a Republican governor, but a lot of Democrats in Congress who passed the law. So, yes.
Well, the governor's got veto rights, though.
I know.
Okay. That tells me something about some of these Republicans that have been elected. They're Republican in name only.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that we've got to do, and all of your listeners, I want to encourage you to do two things. I want you to encourage you to write letters to your representatives, your senators. I want to encourage you to write other states' senators and representatives. And I want you to write all of those folks out in California, send them a message, a phone call. We've had a movement here just recently that we've been calling and flooding Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's phone banks just full of calls about the wall. Now, you can get through to Nancy Pelosi's. Chuck Schumer, I've been trying for 2 days, day and night, to get through to that number. Somehow he's got it blocked, that he always comes up with a busy signal.
It may very well be that busy, though. I think, listen, you are not alone here. Ron, I think there are people all over this country, deplorables like you and I, that are calling and calling and calling and driving those people mad. But yes.
What I can't understand is Nancy Pelosi's line is I can get through to her line, but I can't get through to Chuck Schumer's line. It looks like that Nancy Pelosi would have more calls than Chuck Schumer.
Interesting.
I mean, that's just my thought.
Yep, but your point is well taken. It is beyond high time for people to flood all of these people.
And we as conservatives and we that are Republican, we have got to take a stand now. And we've got to let these senators, we've got to let these representatives know how we feel, and we need to send them those text messages. We need to send letters. We need to make phone calls. We need to take an active part in what's happening in our country.
Well, thank you, Ron, for your words and your encouragement, and amen, brother, is all I can say to that. So,
thank you, Tony. I appreciate your...
I appreciate it, too. Presley in Greenville, how are you?
Hey, Tony, I'm doing well. How about you, Dave?
I'm fine. I'm having fun. I'm kind of tired, but I'm doing good.
Oh, I hear you. I know how to burn the midnight oil myself. Hey, listen, to the previous caller's last point, you know, it just made me think of something. You know, these elected representatives, they are so polarized, and many of them are so incalcitrant. Whether we call them or not, and you know, go ahead and call, but they're not going to listen to us. The only way they listen to us is at the ballot box, period. And they'd say anything they want or they can to get elected. But, I mean, I think President Trump needs to be like Andrew Jackson. You know, when he was doing several of the things, the Supreme Court ruled against him. And he said, well, you tell the Supreme Court to come enforce their law. And he continued doing what he was doing.
Yeah.
I've got a solution. A friend of mine who used to live here in Greenville, he lives in Arkansas now. He said, tell President Trump to go ahead and take that $1 deal with Nancy Pelosi. Open a government, take the $1 deal, and then just simply go over budget. They go over budget all the time. You know, if he goes over budget by $5 or $10 billion, who cares, right? So as long as they're going to approve a dollar, and he's got a dollar approved to build a wall, let's build it, and then go from there.
Well, that's an interesting thought. I'm liking the way he's going and using the potential of that $27 billion sitting up there for the Defense Department and use that. But hey, I got to hit a break. I sure appreciate your call. And listen, Richard in Greenville, David in Greer, please stick around. I have to hit this break, and we will come back, and you'll be the first order of business on the other side of this break. All right? Howdy, howdy, howdy. Glad you are here. And as promised, we are going to start this segment going directly to the phones to Richard in Greenville. Richard, thank you for your patience. How are you?
Hey, Tony. Thanks for taking my call. On this voting issue, okay, we've seen with California the vote harvesting that was passed, I guess, by the legislature. And now Florida, and I believe, was this just done passed here recently? Since
yes,
because I was wondering if it might. I remember hearing about it, but so the current governor did veto it. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, but all right. Now the states, correct me if I'm wrong. The states, actually, I think it goes down to individual count. But the state legislatures develop how the voting goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the counties are responsible for what the state mandates as far as now, as far as the felony and all that, isn't that a federal statute? So, I mean, I thought that's the way that went. I thought that happened all over.
Apparently not. Of course, I'm guessing these are not federal felons. They're state felons. So they're in the state prison system and thus
right.
Under jurisdiction of the state.
Right, but as far as them being able to vote in a federal election, it seems like that would kind of cancel things out. But, yeah, I mean, that's one another topic, but that kind of sounds odd. I mean, you know.
It does.
Because the states, you know, vote for the federal stuff as, you know, as as individual states. But going back to voting, I guess that's my main call. Is I mean, I wonder if there's somebody out there in the audience who actually knows a good bit about this, because it's confusing to me that I feel just because what happened with California, it can happen all over.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, you know, I'm be honest with you, I'm really concerned about, because I even got some text about you have this district, and it was somebody else, it wasn't me, and it was along that I forget the website they went to, but the one of the texts is go by your churches, get directories and stuff that gives you good lists for the votes. So it sounds like they're already starting in South Carolina, but there's got to be somebody who knows exactly, because it seems like individual voters could bring a suit against California or a class action saying that they feel like their vote was disenfranchised because of what California is allowing the somebody just not, their vote stolen,
Right.
Vote by. It seems like somebody, that can be done, because if it can be done in all the states, we're up the creek without a paddle.
And which is exactly what California is doing, what Florida is doing, and what the Democratic Party is trying to do by bringing all of these illegal aliens in and making them permanent voters. This is no more, no less, truly, Richard, than a coup or takeover of what once was a representative republic, not, by the way, a democracy, as they so wrongly like to say. We're honestly at war in this country. And Donald Trump is sort of like the last line of defense between the values that we hold dear, which are our Constitution and our country and our historic approach to governance. They're under genuine threat. These people would have us end up in a socialist Venezuela-type world if they continue down this road. And I frankly think we could end up in an armed conflict over this at some point if it keeps going this direction, because they are not shy, as you well know, thank you, Antifa, about being violent and protesting violently to get their way. So at some point, we'll stand up and say no mas.
Well, and that's one thing I'm wondering. I mean, I was thinking as you were talking, because I'm just wondering, because I've always thought that in the back of my mind that we will have another civil war, but it won't necessarily be states against states. It will be, because I was thinking, I'm wondering if Alan Wilson, he's the Attorney General, mm-hmm. if he could file a lawsuit against Florida and California for what they're doing with their votes. I mean, that would be the start of it, because you wouldn't have any lies in this new civil, because you'd have the Florida, you'd have the blue states versus the red states.
Well, that's what it will eventually come down to, is blue states versus red states, I think. It already has. It's what it's down to now. Listen, I hate to do this, but I'm up against a hard break here. But I appreciate your very interesting questions that you've posited. All right, so another hour ahead. So I have David in Greer, Stuart in Greer. Please just stay where you are. I promise you, when we get through this news break, you will be the first thing we do is take your phone calls, if you just can hang in there. Tony Dale in for Bobby Mack. Stick around. There's more to come.